This Rain Report Extra comes down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this Rain Report Extra. Today, we're going to turn the tables and talk to Hap Holly about the status of the Rain Report, his near-disastrous hard drive crash earlier this summer, and where he thinks the Rain Report needs to go from here in light of that crash. Incidentally, we want your input, too. We have Hap Holly on the other end of a Skype call. Hap has been bringing us the Rain Report for over a quarter of a century. Most of those come from the Dayton Hamvention, where Hap has very diligently recorded the forums each year.
Four rooms of forums, 8 hours Friday, 8 hours Saturday, four on Sunday. That's 80 hours, potentially, of audio. The Rain Report is an audio podcast, magazine, whatever you want to call it, and always a trick trying to take a talk that has too much video references in it. You'll notice in the upper right-hand corner of their screen, you'll see Walter Cronkite falling off the Empire State Building. Well, I can't use that. It won't translate well. So I have to work around that. Sometimes I just have to scrap the whole presentation, but that's the way life goes.
Why did you recognize the importance of sharing these forums at the Dayton Hamvention with the broader ham radio community?
One part of the answer of that is because I wanted to have access to these audio presentations. It goes back really to the early 80s when I used to love to listen to Westlake Radio. Nowadays we know it as the amateur radio newsline on the local repeater every Monday, and I just wanted more. I was an information junkie.
And you get to Dayton Hamvention, and all of a sudden you hear these forums, and Hap's in information junkie heaven.
This is true. Although at first we recorded the forums illicitly, meaning that we had to literally crawl underneath a curtain behind the Rain booth. This is back in the late 80s when we first started going, and we didn't know anybody, and we didn't know how to get permission. So we surreptitiously recorded some forums, and I'm surprised I didn't catch hell for that. But eventually, in the 90s, I made arrangements with the audio people there. I've really, really enjoyed doing it a whole lot. In fact, I've always said, when the Rain Report becomes work, then I'm done. I'm finished, and I don't get paid for it. I've been going through some introspection about the direction of the Rain Report because of the computer crash I had on July 1. Now, the forums that I recorded this year at the Hamvention, most of them were on that computer, and for whatever stupid reason, I had not backed them up on another drive. My computer guru, Tom Nelson, and he's the guy behind a little company called Byte Me Computers, BYTE. He was able to retrieve most of the files and folders from the hard drive that had crashed in the aforementioned desktop computer, and he transferred them onto a portable hard drive. Would you know it? A week later, that portable hard drive also crashed. Well, this time, I didn't have any backup. I really seriously was thinking that was it for the Rain Report because I rely so much on Dayton Hamvention forum audio. I do an occasional interview, but most of it is from the Hamvention. I looked around and I found a company in Madison, Wisconsin that said, yeah, we'll recover the data off your portable drive there. Send it in and we'll take a look and give you an idea what it's going to cost you. Oh, I sent it in and I got a written estimate from them. $1,000. Now, when I read that, I thought, no, was it got to be a typo? Nope, it was real. 1,000.00. If you're a corporation, then you would be glad to pay $1,000 to retrieve data files. But for me, it was just prohibitively expensive. It got me to thinking maybe I need to not rely so much on the Hamvention, especially now that the Hamvention is no longer going to be in the friendly, moldy, musty confines of the Hera Arena as of 2017. I don't know what to expect next year. So maybe I need to diversify a little. Short of running some archive stuff, I don't have very much on hand. One option, of course, is to draw more from other podcasts, i.e. QSO Today, put out by Eric Goof. I almost said Goof. Sorry, Eric, you're not a goof. Eric Goof, you who listen to the Rain Report often know that I occasionally do draw from his hour-long interviews that he conducts every Saturday for his podcast. And I know there's several other podcasts, at least another handful, and I just need to do some research, find out what they do, and find out how receptive those producers would be to my editing. The nice part about podcasts is you don't have to limit yourself to 15 or 20 minutes, which I do, knowing that I'm tying up a repeater somewhere, sometime, with the Rain Report.
Although, hey, I'm going to interject here, and I'm going to tell you something that I know from a net that I run here in Minneapolis, and that is a lot of the listeners to my Saturday evening Ham Talk net get exclusively all of their ham radio information every week from my net. They listen to Newsline, they listen to the ARRL audio news, and they listen to the Rain Report. And the vast majority of those hams do not seek out podcasts during the course of the week. And they have come to rely on the idea here that a 20-minute long news line and a 10 or a 15-minute long Rain Report is their weekly dose of ham radio information. So from the standpoint of the listeners on the net that I conduct here, I see a huge value in the continuance of this format of Rain. While I salute the other guys and gals who are producing hour-long podcasts, not everybody has the time and the commitment to listen to those full-length shows. So the condensing of material in Rain, I think, is a very valuable service.
Oh, I appreciate your comments.
Unlike Newsline, which is really breaking news that they report on, you tend to be a little bit more timeless in the information that you present. And in fact, you can actually revisit some Rain reports that I've heard that have gone back 15 and 20 years.
Well, look at the interview I did with Gene Zimmerman. I interviewed him, back in 2008, 2009, whatever it was. And I thought, hey, why don't I use that this week while I'm trying to figure out what the future holds for the Rain Report. My ego is not so large that I can even begin to ponder the idea of interviewing people 2 or 3 weeks out of 4. That sounds way too much like work. And I most enjoy editing. I don't know what it is, Kent, but I do a lot of editing all day at work as an audio engineer for Horizon for the Blind in Crystal Lake, Illinois. I've been there 16 years now, and I really enjoy what I do there. It must be an illness, because when I get home, I enjoy editing here after I've been doing it all day at work.
You're listening to a Rain Report Extra as Rain turns the tables on Hap Holly. We'll return in a moment. The Rain Report is available on www.therainreport.com, at The Rain Report on Twitter, and on iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Even after I've edited an interview or a Hamvention forum presentation, it might be 3 or 4 days later, and I'll put that file up and I'll listen and say, wait a minute, I missed that. There's an I missed, or a you know, or some sort of a click in the background. Now, you may have noticed on the Gene Zimmerman interview, I don't know what room we were in, but we were at the Digital Communications Conference, and there was something going on periodically, and I edited as much of that noise as I could. But such are the pitfalls of interviewing people remotely away from a controlled environment. But I am sure some of you guys and gals are recording some stuff for your local net about somebody. You know, there are a lot of things that the national audience probably wouldn't be real interested in hearing about, but personalities among us are always interesting to learn about. And maybe you have something that you could email me that I could edit down for the Rain Report.
You've just put out an interesting call. I am not aware of anybody locally in my area that goes out with a recorder at various forums that they may do in some club activity and make recordings. What would you do if you just put out that query and you got no answer?
You know, I don't expect much for answers. Maybe none, but I'm thinking of expanding anyway. Kent, I get so little input about the Rain Report. Sometimes I wonder, is anybody listening? I will screw up occasionally. Yes, I do. 3 or 4 days later, somebody will send me an email and say, hey, there's blah, 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 whatever it might be. And I'll think, holy crap. So I'll go up there and I'll realize, oh, yeah, that's not the right file. What distresses me is that it takes that many days before I actually get some kind of feedback about it, which makes me wonder, is anybody out there listening? I know there are some, and that's cool. But one thing, I will never have the coverage or the notoriety that Newsline has. Newsline has been around so much longer. Bill Pasternak was the heart and soul of that for so many years. And Bill was one of my two mentors I had back in the middle 80s when I started doing this kind of stuff. And I did this stuff, like so many, locally. It was all local stuff. Then in the late 80s, I thought, you know, some of the stuff might be interesting to people outside of the Chicago area. That's where I am. I started putting out something called the RP Report. I had the audacity to try to sell that on Gazette back in the late 80s for, what was it? Maybe a buck a tape or whatever. Yeah, well, hams are cheap, and I didn't get much support from that. So, but again, it's that insatiable appetite to know what's going on, and I get ideas from Newsline. We will revisit this again when I have something definitive about, yeah, I got my files back, or no, it's still going to cost $1,000, and I guess I'm going to just scrap that and hope I can dig up enough material between now and next May. You know, you think between now and next May, every week. Wow, that's a lot of scavenger hunting.
That's 30 or 40 programs that you need to come up with. And if you figure that you may start with something in a half an hour or an hour file to begin with and whittle that down to a 10 or a 15 minute long Rain presentation, that's a lot of material that you've got to try to scrape together. And if you can't reconstitute that from your broken hard drive, you're in trouble for where your editorial future is right now.
If you have some ideas on material, send me an email to HAP, that's H-A-P, just one P, not two, HAP at therainreport, all one word, .com. HAP at therainreport.com. When you're operating on a shoestring budget, I'm not wearing shoestrings, so I'm wearing sandals, so nothing apply here. Rain's annual budget is around $1,000, and 500 of that are costs connected with a hamvention, driving down there from Chicago, housing, meals, and associated expenses with attending a convention. The only donations I actually get annually, I get a nice one from the Hamvention that does cover a good amount of our expenses there at the Hamvention, as does Newsline and other organizations. And I get an annual donation from North Shore Radio Club here in Chicago. If you're thinking that Rain is well healed, thank you, Jen. There's always PayPal.
Well, Hap, this has been eye-opening for me as one of your Rain Report script readers, and I hope it's been informative for a lot of the listeners out there that have listened to this special podcast about kind of the dilemma you find yourself in, the crossroads, and maybe just seeking out a little bit of feedback from folks out there that really kind of want to have a better idea of where Rain should be. Hap wants to have a better idea of where Rain should be and where it's going in the future.
As a postscript to this interview I conducted with Hap last week, his PC guru, Tom Nelson of Bite Me Computers, who assembled all the Windows machines Hap has had since 2000, made a second attempt to offload the 52 gigabytes of Hamvention files and early Rain archives from the hard drive that crashed July 1. Amazingly, he succeeded, and it didn't cost Hap the $1,000 as he thought it might have previously. So Hap's use of ham forum audio between now and next May is intact. Nevertheless, he would still like input, feedback, and ham radio program audio that you may have produced for a local net or recorded from a local HamFest forum. His email once again is hap@therainreport.com. That's Hap with one P. Please make your file attachments MP3s and keep them under 10 meg. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2016 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for our loyal affiliates and faithful followers, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, at The Rain Report on Twitter, and via iTunes.